What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm Jedi, and with me always is Houdini and De Palma. What's popping, boys?
Yo, how we boys doing? You guys look good today. I don't know what's going on. Must be the lighting.
I think the lighting's right. I think everybody sounds great. This is good stuff, boys. Great to see you.
De Palma's coming in with a booming voice right now, but I'm here for it. Booming. I like it. Today we're going to be doing a baseball preview. Spring training has started. The first game was today at the time that we're filming this, and all the other 30 teams, or 28 teams, I should say, are going to start their spring training tomorrow. But we thought it was right to give our own Cy Young and MVP predictions, because one, this is a little bit of a betting podcast. You two like to talk a lot about it sometimes, depending on the topic, of course. But this question is something that looms over everybody's head. Everybody always has the people that it's like, oh, I think this person's definitely going to be it. And then you always have the dark horse that just comes out of nowhere and is in that top three finalist. So today we're going to be talking about that. We're going to go each one by each one. I'll start first. My AL Cy Young is pretty simple. I'm curious to see if a lot of the things that we pick are somewhat similar. Hopefully not, for differing opinions. But my AL Cy Young, I think Gerrit Cole is going to go back-to-back. I think this is the year to win for the Yankees. Brian Cashman has said it. This window is closing. Gerrit Cole is getting older. Look, he has more of an offensive powerhouse now than he did last year, so I think that just his run support in general is going to go up. I know that people aren't always looking at wins all the time per se now. I think that when you have a lead, there's a lot less pressure on you to keep the game close, and I think that's going to help him out a lot. He's comfortable in a Yankees uniform. He's done it during the season. He knows the division. He's pitched in the playoffs. He's pitched in huge, meaningful games, and he's going to continue to succeed. And I really don't see actually anybody in the American League really outplaying him. The only person I see right now is somebody that's in his division. Corbin Burns is the person that I think has that real shot there. And my dark horse pick, George Kirby on the Seattle Mariners. Insane walks per nine ratio.
It's a solid list. It is a solid list.
Thank you.
I love it. I mean, Gerrit Cole's at the top of my list, not to spoil it too, but I like him going back to back as well. He's got the most dominant pitch in baseball, that four-seam fastball.
All right, Deepaw, if you just want to run off your three, you might as well just do it.
Yeah, let's roll into it. So I got Gerrit Cole at the top. So Corbin Burns is number two. Jedi and I did not talk about this, but I think him going to, in my opinion, a better ball club. He's going to be going to Baltimore. A little bit more of a pitcher-friendly ballpark as well, too. They moved left field back, I think, like 20 feet or something 2 years ago. It's really cut down on the a lot of the home runs to left. I think he's a dominant pitcher, and I think he's going to dominate the AL East, too. He may run into a couple you know, rough outings, but I think he's going to dominate the AL East as well. Dark horse candidate for me, Pablo Lopez of the Minnesota Twins. Mm-hmm. I think he figured something out last year. He's got that changeup and that sweeper working. He's got some some lights out stuff. I really like Pablo Lopez's chance if it isn't Gerrit Cole.
These are some good lists. I'm going to throw another wrinkle in this page right now. I'm going number one is Corbin Burns. I think the O's got the ace that they needed. He went 10-8 last year with a 3.38 ERA. This year he finally gets the run support he needs, and I think that win loss ratio does increase with the Orioles. My number two is Cole. I think you guys are right. He's the reigning Cy Young with an improved lineup. I do think he gives everything he possibly has this season to be able to run it back, but I just think Corbin kind of nudges him. And then my number three is Framber Valdez. You know, his record needs to be better than 12-11 to be able to win this thing. And last year he didn't have it. This year I think he figures it back out like he did in 2022.
I had no idea he was 12-11 last year. Definitely with the talent and that wipeout curveball, I would have thought that record would have been better. That's crazy. On a good Houston team.
It's kind of surprising, too. I mean, I will say, I don't think that voters really look at wins and losses as much as they did maybe 15 years ago, but I do think that it still helps. Jacob DeGrom a few years ago, well, not a few, almost got, it's just almost a decade. I think it was 2015. He won the Cy Young when he was actually had a negative wins and loss. I think he was like 8-9 or something like that. So he was under 500 as win percentage.
Yeah, but I think at the time that he won it, his ERA was like sub 2.5 or something like that. And he had like a ridiculous amount of strikeouts.
Yes.
So yes, I mean, look, like, I don't want to say wins and losses are everything because they're not. You know, you can go out there and have a shit outing and give up 8 and your team scores 15 and you get the win for it. Like, that's fine. But I do think it does help people. My thing with Kirby is like, will that Mariners team take that next step? That's the question. I hope they do because they're exciting to watch. But I think Kirby has nasty stuff.
They have to even up the craziest stat I've ever seen, that the Mariners have had more ruptured testicles in their career or in the past 25 years than playoff wins. So let's even that up, boys. Come on, George Kirby. Is that too bad? Should I not say that?
That's fantastic. It's not like you dropped like a Lance Armstrong joke. It's just
Lipstrong, baby.
Moving on into the National League. This one's a little tricky because there's so many options. There's some new guys in this league. Yamamoto, you have Blake Snell, who's still out there, who's the reigning Cy Young for the NL. Maybe he still plays for the National League. So there's a lot of question marks, I feel like. But I'm going to go with the guy who has flirted with the Cy Young the last two seasons. I'm going with Spencer Strider. He has been dominant before, and he is now. He had a little bit of a shaky second half, I would say, but he was still dominant because the Braves were just so good. But I think he puts it all together this year. And again, that offensive production, he's going to win ball games. People love strikeouts. He strikes out the most people in anybody that plays baseball right now. And I would have picked Kodai Senga on the Mets. He came in second, I believe, in the Cy Young voting this past year, but there was a report about his elbow. He's now not going to be ready for opening day, so that makes me concerned about him. But my dark horse for this one is Logan Webb on the San Francisco Giants. He's flirted with being really great. He's a great pitcher. He's an all-star pitcher, but I think he has the ability to be a Cy Young guy, and it might be this season.
Dude, Jedi, I think you – did you, like, hack my notes or something, man? I got Strider at one. You know, you're right. People love strikeouts, and he's going to be the best pitcher on probably the best team in the NL, mm-hmm. Or, you know, 1A, 1B with the Dodgers there. But they're going to get a lot of attention, and he's going to look dominant in a lot of those outings. I love Logan Webb, number two. Flirted with it the past couple years with Cy Young voting. That changeup, man. I referenced Cole having, you know, the four-seamer best pitch in baseball. Logan Webb's changeup was the second best pitch in baseball last year. And a third for me, dark horse, give me Yamamoto with the Dodgers, man. Nobody's seen this dude. There's no tape on him, you know, here in America, so no hitters can really relate to it. He just has filthy stuff. Some of these bullpen angles that I've seen are ridiculous. I think he takes America by storm, and, you know, dark horse candidate right there to win it.
Also a solid list. I'm, you know, look, my NL Cy Young is kind of simple. I do think Strider finally cracks it, the code this year. He's a 20-game winner last year that didn't win it. I really think he wins it this year. My number two is Zach Wheeler. The home runs and the ERA increased this year, but I think if he reduces that this year, I think he'll win it. Now, the caveat of that whole thing is if Blake Snell signs with the Phillies, Blake Snell will slide into my number two. My three is Yamamoto, and I'm buying the hype, boys. I really am. The fastball is 95-96 with almost 11 inches of horizontal break, so it's essentially a two-seam hammer. His curveball is 77 miles an hour with 65 inches of vertical drop. Just to let you know, Kershaw's is 77, or I'm sorry, is 67. And then he throws a splitter at 90 miles an hour with 32 inches of vertical drop with his absolute filth. And then he throws a cutter at 90 miles an hour, which is literally a hybrid of a changeup, slider, and a cutter. I'm telling you, boys, his wins are going to be there. I think he might win this.
Oh, yeah, with that lineup, too. Like, they're going to score a ton of runs, win a ton of games. He's just pure filth.
Yeah, plus 1,100 on the odds, in case you're interested.
Let me put that in real quick, Dino.
Do it. I'm telling you, do it.
That's a good one.
Well, I definitely think that when we do Rookie of the Year for the NL, I think he's definitely going to be on all of our lists for the National League. But put down in the comments who you think is going to win the Cy Young for the American League and the National League. There's a lot of people to choose from. There's always those dark horses, and then there's those favorites, a few that we mentioned. But put it down in the comments. We want to hear from you for what you have to say. next one that we're going to do is the MVP of baseball for the 2024 season. I'll start with the American League. I think it's a guy that is playing in the American League for the first time in his career. I think Juan Soto is going to be your AL MVP. He is going to do extremely well in the Bronx. Deepaw, you're shaking your head right now, but it's okay. I'm going to explain why. Look, baseball, I always like to say, is not necessarily scripted, but it's almost like a fairy tale, and everything always just works the way it does because that's almost the way it's supposed to be. Juan Soto is going to be in his walk year, and it seems like it's just his destiny. This generational talent will win his first MVP on his walk year when he's going to go into free agency. Look, he sprays the ball all over the park. We're not talking about a guy that just is a pull hitter. And now he's playing with a short porch and right at Yankee Stadium. Expect those power numbers to go up. But also, too, he's a big gap guy, and Yankee Stadium is like Death Valley when you go in the gaps. So expect a lot of extra base hits. Expect a very high OPS, maybe a career high OPS. But I think Juan Soto is going to just walk away if he stays healthy, which he has with the AL MVP. And that on-base percentage, too.
Yeah, 410 last year.
Who are your other two?
I honestly didn't even pick anybody for the other two.
Oh, you're going all in on Soto.
Yeah, I'm going all in on both of my picks, actually.
Wow.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, I'll roll with it because I wasn't laughing because of the pick, Jedi. I love the pick. I love it so much. You hacked my notes. He's my first pick, too. I think it's a big year in the biggest city, you know, other than LA right now. I think it's going to be a home run, no pun intended. I think he's going to have a great year. I think number two for me, he had, I think, the best offensive season by shortstop ever. Corey Seager hit 327 last year. I think it was second in the AL. 33 jacks, 96 RBIs. He got hurt in the middle of the year for like a month or 6 weeks and still put up these numbers. Also put up a 1.013 OPS, which was second in baseball. So I think if he stays healthy, because health is always his concern, if he stays healthy, Corey Seager could definitely win the MVP. A little bit of a dark horse. Dino went with his counterpart, George Kirby, for the Mariners. I like J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, if the Mariners take the next step. If you're looking, you know, pure dark horse, I don't have the odds in front of me. I know they were pretty good whenever I was looking this up. But he's got all the tools. If he can stay healthy and put up those numbers while the Mariners win, great chance to win MVP.
It's a great list, and I'm going to piggyback on some of it. My top three, MVP, AL. Number one, Aaron Judge. I do believe with Soto in town, with righties on the bump, Judge will be pitched to more than Soto will. I think if Judge stays healthy, he's arguably one of the best players in baseball. So I do think Judge puts up a monumental number with the protection he has in that lineup. Two, J-Rod. J-Rod is in his third year of the MLB. I think he figures it out. He's the best player in Seattle. He's the best player in the AL West. And I do think he puts it together this year. He's almost got electricity-type numbers like Acuna. I do think he puts up a massive running for the MVP this year. Three, dark horse, Adley Rutschman.
Love it.
92 walks to 101 strikeouts. He has 101 punchies this year. Is good for 147th. 147th in the AL, right? Like, this dude does not punch out. I just want to see the extra base hits increase from 52. If he can increase the power numbers, Adley might steal it because I do think the O's are the team to beat.
It'll be interesting for sure. That Adley one is definitely a dark horse. For my National League, I'm going with maybe a pick that people aren't expecting, but a pick that I think people will respect. I'm going with a two-time former MVP in the NL. I'm going with Bryce Harper. Look, he has been banged up the past few years, and I think he's due for a full season of health. And guess what? When he's healthy, he has been good. Ever since he's been in a Phillies uniform, he's been good. He had that in 2015 when he was with the Nationals and he won the MVP. If you remember, the year after, he had a really bad year decline. He went from 42 homers to like 20. And then even the year after, he still wasn't that great. But ever since he's been in a Phillies uniform, he's really been able to figure it out. He's not just a power guy anymore. He's a contact guy. He's a team guy. And I like that he's moving over to first base. I'm kind of interested to see how that plays out for him. But I don't think that it's going to be Ohtani. Everybody, I know people are going to be like, oh, Ohtani's there. But I don't think they're ever going to give it to a DH, especially because he's not pitching this year. So that's my reasoning there. But I guess my second pick, if I did had to pick somebody, I don't want to give those generic answers, but it would probably just be like the Freddie Freemans and Acuna's. But my pick, though, is Bryce Harper.
Love it. I dig it. And I was going to ask about that. So he is playing strictly first. Is his elbow still completely torn, or can he not throw? Does anybody know that?
I think they're just moving him there just because it's a better fit, maybe with his age and stuff.
Yeah.
Which he's only 31, but I don't know.
Yeah, but he's had a couple bad injuries. No, I love it, Jedi. You know, with mine, it's Acuna. And, you know, barring injuries, he's amazing, man. He is electric, and I think he's going to walk away with it again. I think he's going to put up another ridiculous campaign like he did last year. 337, 41 jacks, 106 RBIs, 73 bases, 1.012 OPS, like ridiculous video game numbers. Number two, it's the sexy pick, but Ohtani, you're right, Jedi. If he doesn't have the pitching numbers, he has to put up a monumental year, even bigger than what Acuna did last year, to win it as a DH because of how good Acuna's been in the outfield. So dark horse, let me go with Corbin Carroll, NL Rookie of the Year last year. I think he's got a great chance to take another big step this year and improve upon that year that he had last year. He's going to be the catalyst for the D-backs chasing the Dodgers down all year.
I like the picks, though. I like them. Corbin Carroll's the sneaky one. I wasn't even thinking of him, to be honest. And I think it's just because he kind of gets overshadowed, because I think the National League is so talented right now, especially with Ohtani moving over there. And you had Freeman go to the Dodgers. I mean, I know he was on the Braves too. You had Betts go from the Red Sox. There's a lot of guys. The National League's very talented right now.
Well, I mean, you kind of just took mine, but might as well just round out my list. NL MVP, number one, it's Acuna. He's the most exciting player in baseball. I think he's the best player in baseball when healthy. You want to talk about a five-tool player? He does all five really, really well. Number two for me is Mookie. I think Mookie would be the front runner for me if Acuna didn't exist. But unfortunately, he does. Therefore, Mookie has to be two on my list. And three is Freddie. And I think Freddie Freeman's 90 extra base hits are really, really, really high, especially in that type of lineup. His 90 extra base hits are awesome. Unfortunately, with those 90 extra base hits, most of his hits drive in Mookie. So that's why I came up with that top three list. And I'm not taking Ohtani, because I do feel like there will be a somewhat of a drop in Ohtani stats this year in LA.
Well, he played in LA last year too.
No. He did not. He played in Anaheim.
I believe they're called the Los Angeles Angels, if I'm not mistaken. Correct.
Which in Spanish is the Angels of Angels. So they're dumb. But the Anaheim Angels, which is in Anaheim, California, I think it was to a point last year where, and a pitcher's mindset, Jedi, you understand this, is like solo bombs aren't going to beat you. Yeah, I mean, you give up a solo jack, who cares? This year on the Dodgers, I would rather pitch to everybody else but him. So I really do feel like he'll get pitched around a lot. I don't think he'll put up massive numbers like we've seen in the past. I think he's going to put up good numbers, but I don't think they're going to be what they've been the last 3 years.
Interesting. You do know that your list is the exact order that the MVP race was this year in the voting.
For real?
Yes, it was Acuna, Betts, and then Freeman, and then Matt Olson.
Mookie got two?
Yeah, Mookie was two.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, shit. Yeah, let's run it back. All three of them.
Back to back?
Same thing? Yeah, back to back, all three. I'd be pissed if I was Mookie, dude. I'm not even going to lie.
Well, that was our MVP predictions for the 2024 MLB season. Who do you think is going to win the MVP? Did we leave somebody out? Tell us in the comments. Who do you think will win?